Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Line shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right. Hey, we got another big college football weekend coming off a big one with the University of Miami against Florida and their win. EJ Manuel, ESPN college analyst, joins us this morning. EJ, thank you so much, man. I know you got big plans after this, so I appreciate you coming on.
Joe, anytime you call, you know I'm available. You always join our show on SiriusXM as well. So happy to be on with you, brother. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And I wanted to get your take on Carson Beck before we get into the Miami Hurricanes. What's been your take on how he's fitting in so far and what you've seen from him?
Well, Joe, beyond his fit, man, I'm just happy for Carson as a fellow quarterback. And we all know at that position, a lot of times you don't really get second or third chances. And I know he's still in college, but I look at this as a chance where he would revamp and change the narrative around his career from last year.
Yeah.
And being in the Shannon Dawson offense, I knew, and I said this back in July, that Shannon would call a scheme of plays where he could get the ball out of his hands and not have to worry about getting sacked and not force the football, have interceptions. He's just playing really clean. And I really think if he can keep this thing together and stay healthy, not only will Miami have a chance to win a lot more games, but also he's going to end up being a first-round pick.
How much different does this Canes team look to you than last year when you watch him play? I think whatever poll you're looking at, whether it's two or five in the top 10, though, for sure.
The biggest difference is on defense, because the offense is great. I mean, look, Cam Ward is still one of the best ever, and he's going to probably be a GOAT in Miami spots, right? But defensively, that's the part where I see championship caliber. And it's still early, so you can say that about a few other teams, but that's the biggest thing on tape that I noticed. You know, when I'm watching the ball carrier and the defense for Miami's out there, I see at least four or five white helmets around the ball carrier every single play. And we did an interview with Mario Cristobal on Wednesday for our ACC Network podcast. And that was a big thing I told him. I was like, it's the impressive part about this defense. Of course, you got big players and guys who are fast, but the effort and the execution that I'm seeing from this Miami defense on a consistent basis is where I think that really separates them from the past couple of years.
You know, it's amazed me about it, and how good Bane and Mezidor have both been. I know we've talked a lot about Reuben Bane, who's obviously a different level, but Mezidor on the other side, it's hard to imagine anybody's got two better defensive ends in the way these two are playing right now.
Yeah, look, I think that's the best tandem in the country, for sure in the ACC as far as pass rushers, and even Muhammad Toure as well kind of joining the mix, and the linebackers are really good. So, look, I'm excited about the Canes because I know I'm a Seminole, but I think college football is better when those two teams are good. And no shade to University of Florida. They're obviously trying to get some things figured out, but it's just different. And it's also a big deal for the ACC to have those two teams, because when they were brought into the ACC, that was the whole goal. That was the plan, right, to have Florida State and Miami be contenders every year. And that's how it's seeming to shape up to this point.
Boy, EJ, you hit that right on the head. And speaking of that, Florida State at Virginia tonight, their first ACC game in Virginia. Little sneaky team themselves, pretty good. Florida State, boy, that was watching that Alabama game, and I think everybody thought, oh, they're going to come back. They came out flat, and Florida State just kicked their butt. How good is this Florida State, and what's been the key to the big turnaround for this program from the year before?
Yeah, Joe, they're very good. I mean, this is a team mentally and maturity-wise, I want to see them come out and handle business tonight. That'll tell me more of how good they are, because it's one thing to get up for a home game, first game out against Alabama. You had some success early, which gave them confidence, and the defense also flying around, similar like I said about Miami's defense, pursuing the football. But I think with Florida State, you know, just keeping Tommy Castellanos, their quarterback, healthy is going to be a big key. I also think the fact that they can create some turnovers, especially tonight. Look, UVA is good, man. Anybody that thinks this is like that old typical UVA Cavalier football team, you're wrong, man. They got a good offense. They have some really good players on defense as well. So I'm expecting a dogfight tonight in Charlottesville.
There's some great games going on this week. I'm really looking forward to seeing this Oregon team. I don't know a lot about them. Every time I watch a highlight, they look like they got a chance to win this whole thing at Penn State. What do you expect in that one? That should be a good one.
Yeah, so the big thing, I expect Dante Moore, the quarterback for Oregon, to have a big day. And people might have forgot about Dante because he was a starter as a freshman at UCLA. He transfers to Oregon. He's able to sit. He's able to learn. And, Joe, you know how important I think that is for quarterback development. He sat behind Dylan Gabriel last year, who was a Heisman finalist. The year before that, Bo Nix was a Heisman finalist. So you know the trend of quarterbacks at Oregon within those offenses usually leads to a lot of success. But I expect him to have, you know, some opportunities to make some big plays. Now, on the opposite side, there's a defensive end for Penn State, Denied Dennis Sutton, number 33. And this guy's a beast, man. I was actually watching the film of Abdul Carter, who was a top five pick out of Penn State last year, now with the Giants. And I kept seeing this other guy on the opposite end, like number 33. I was like, man, who the hell is this kid? And I'm not going to say he's as good as Abdul Carter, Joe, but, I mean, this guy can be as good. So I feel like he's going to be a game record in this one, too. So we're all in for a treat.
EJ, we hear about, and this kind of ties in the NFL a little bit, since you played at the highest level in both areas there. So everybody's talking about this quarterback class coming out in college and how good it's going to be. I don't see it as good. I think Klubnik kind of hurt it a little bit because he just hasn't been as good as I thought he was going to be to this point. How good is this class potentially for the NFL for this upcoming?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Draft?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it'll be better toward the end of the season. I still consider us in the early portion. I know we're almost halfway, which is pretty crazy how fast this thing goes. But I think there's been some certain risers. Obviously, Garrett Nussmeier is still going to be the top of discussion. I think the fact that he has the pedigree and his dad has been a long-time NFL head coach, NFL assistant coach, and certainly, you know, LSU going to continue to have success. So I think Nussmeier will be in the running. I really think Carson Beck put himself in that position, man. He's going to continue to give himself chances to be a first-round pick. I said that a few minutes ago. Lenore Sellers will certainly be a guy that I know scouts and GMs are going to love just because of his athletic ability. And if he decides to come out, I would personally love to see him stay one more year just to really refine his tools to really be ready at that level. Because once you get to the NFL, that's it. Like that development and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like Jackson Dart, you know, it's time for him to play. You know what? It's 3 or 4 weeks into the NFL season. So here you go, bud. Strap it up. But I do think this will be one of those classes. I don't know how, like, if it's going to be one of the best ever, Joe, but I do think once we get to it, it'll be, you know, some quality guys, at least 3 or 4 QBs that go in the first round.
You know, I'll leave you with this one because, you know, we're doing a lot of Tua talk down here. A lot. He hasn't gotten off to a great start this year and talked yesterday. I'm just curious. Everybody's got an opinion. You played that position, and I'm just curious. What have you seen from Tua when you get home on Sundays and get a chance to watch a little Dolphins football living down here in South Florida? What do you see?
Yeah, so I actually went to the Dolphins-Patriots game a few weeks ago. I guess that was the home opener. And one, it was an awesome game because it went back and forth. As far as what I see for Tua, man, I think, again, it's still so early in the season. I know I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and I think you have to be at the quarterback because the position's so hard. But for him, man, it just, hey, keep trusting it. Don't buy into the noise about Coach McDaniel, what's going to happen with the coach. Tua obviously is not going anywhere. He's owed too much money, truthfully. But I do know he needs to start winning. And ultimately, that's how us quarterbacks are judged. We all know it. Tua knows it. I think there's opportunity there for him to continue to get better. Has he been perfect? No. But again, it's still such an early portion of the season where there's still a lot of time to turn this thing around. So I say, look, winning heals all, and every single quarterback knows that.
Yeah. EJ, thank you, man. I don't want to keep you from you got a little golf game set up here maybe this morning?
Joe, it's so funny, man. Literally, I just put on my shoes. I'm headed to the court in a minute. So. But you know I had to make time for you, bro. Hey, I got you anytime. Hey,
thank you so much, EJ. I appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too, Joe. Thanks.
All right. EJ Manuel, ESPN. College analyst. Still getting that golf game in, man, before you hit the road. For all the college football shows tomorrow, you can watch EJ Manuel on there. Hey, we got more stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.